name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
And show him my salvation.
neither shall you touch it, lest you die. But the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. And she also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loincloths. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, where are you? And he said, I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. He said, who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree of which I commanded you not to eat? The man said, the woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave you fruit of the tree, and I ate. Then the Lord God said to the woman, what is this that you have done? The woman said, the serpent deceived me, and I ate. The Lord God said to the serpent, because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock, and above all beasts of the field. On your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. To the woman he said, I will surely multiply your pain in childbearing. In pain you shall bring forth children. Your desire shall be for your husband, and he shall rule over you. And to Adam he said, because you have listened to the voice of your wife, and have eaten of the tree of which I commanded you, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. In pain you shall eat it all the days of your life. Thorns and thistles shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread, till you return to the ground, for out of it you are taken. For you are dust, and to dust you shall return. The man called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. And the Lord God made for Adam and for his wife garments of skins and clothed them. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone.
The epistle is from 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Working together with him, then, we appeal to you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, in a favorable time I listened to you, and in a day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the favorable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. We put no obstacle in anyone's way, so that no fault may be found with our ministry. But as servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way, by great endurance, in afflictions, hardships, calamities, beatings, imprisonments, riots, labors, sleepless nights, hunger, by purity, knowledge, patience, kindness, the Holy Spirit, genuine love, by truthful speech, and the power of God, with the weapons of righteousness for the right hand and for the left, through honor and dishonor, praise. We are treated as imposters, and yet are true, as unknown, and yet well known, as dying, and behold, we live, as punished, and yet not killed, as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet making many rich, as having nothing, yet possessing everything. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust.
Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 4th chapter.
Spoke by the prophets, and I believe in one holy Christian. mercy and peace be to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. From the Gospel for this Sunday, St. Matthew 4, verses 1 to 3 and verse 11. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry, and the tempter came. Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and were ministering to him. The story of the Lord Jesus' temptation in the wilderness by the devil has from ancient times been read on this first Sunday in Lent. Here we see him in his great struggle with the ancient enemy of God and man. Immediately after his baptism, the Holy Spirit leads him into the desolate wilderness, and there Jesus fasts for 40 days and 40 nights. St. Matthew tells us that after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, Jesus was hungry, and the tempter came. Now, it's no secret that we live in an age when I suspect most people find it very difficult to recognize the reality of our ancient enemy and his numerous minions. Most people probably regard all this as at best an outmoded superstition. Not so St. Paul, who says of Satan, "We are not ignorant of his devices." We are not ignorant of his devices. And Paul warns us that our struggle in this life is not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Before our first parents rebelled against their Maker, as we heard in the Old Testament lesson today, there was, in fact, a rebellion in heaven. Concerning this rebellion, we have only cryptic references in Holy Scripture, cryptic references, which leave so much that we might like to know shrouded in mystery. But that this rebellion in fact happened is clear and beyond any doubt, and the results of this rebellion are also painfully clear. For in addition to all the evil for which we human beings are responsible, there are in fact present in the universe forces of immense power whose will is always to do evil and to destroy everything that our loving Creator has made. And for many of us, the existence of these demonic powers is no outmoded legend, but a matter of painful experience, such that we can say with the Apostle Paul, "We are not ignorant of his devices." And having known Satan's cunning and guile, we can also affirm with St. Paul, Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. And with Dr. Luther, we can say of Satan, deep guile and great might are his dread arms in fight on earth is not his equal. So we also willingly make our own the words of Dr. Luther's morning and evening prayer in the small catechism. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. There is also this, that when we look at the Lord's Prayer in the original Greek, the prayer of the seventh and last petition is not so much a prayer for deliverance from evil in general. What the Greek text in fact says, and what it in fact means, is this: deliver us from the evil one. Deliver us from the evil one. There is, of course, so much that can be said about our Savior's struggle in the wilderness. But for now, let's think briefly about our own struggles in the light of Christ's temptation and his victory over Satan. We call Satan the old evil foe. We speak of him as the ancient enemy of God and man. You might say that what this means is that Satan and his minions are always up to the same old tricks. In the beginning of the human story, Satan dangles before our first parents the delightful prospect of being like God. Says the devil, never mind what God has said. God knows that when you eat of the fruit of the tree, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. You see, Satan entices Eve with bright prospects, with knowledge she never had, and as they say, knowledge is power. And as Satan tempted our first parents, just so he tempts the Lord Jesus by holding out before him these bright and delightful prospects, the power to satisfy his hungry, a power to convince astonished people of who he is by leaping safely from the pinnacle of the temple, of power to come immediately into his kingly rule. But of course, all this is on Satan's terms and not according to the will of God. It has often been said that Satan's primal sin was the refusal of God's will, the refusal to serve God. Satan's motto is, I will not serve. I will not serve. But the Lord Jesus says, the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. And it was by Jesus' way of service, the way of the cross, that Jesus comes to the glory of the resurrection, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, of things in heaven and things under the earth, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Satan enticed our first parent, and also our Lord, with bright and delightful prospects. And Satan continues to do the same thing to us, dangling before us pleasant prospects, but pleasant prospects which involve turning our backs on God. And that is why in the church's litany, which we will pray in our midweek Lenten services, we pray not only in all time of our tribulation, good Lord, deliver us, but also in all time of our prosperity, good Lord, deliver us. But Satan can also do his dirty work by placing before our minds and hearts the prospect of all kinds of terrible things that might happen to us and to the world. He is past master at trying to do this. And given what the world is and what our fallen human nature is, it's very easy for him to accomplish this evil purpose. That's not to say that we must all be Pollyannas, but it does mean that we must be alert and resist these diabolical successions, which can only make us the hapless captives of our fears. In all circumstances of our life, we are not alone. Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us, and his holy angels also attend us. When Satan left Jesus, we are told that the holy angels came and were ministering to him. That is why we also can say, as we did in the hymn we just sang, I walk with angels all the way. They shield me and defend me. All Satan's power is held at bay when heavenly hosts attend me. They are my sure defense, all fear and sorrow hence. Unharmed by foes, do what they may, I walk with angels all the way. And I walk with Jesus all the way. His guidance never fails me. Within his wounds I find a stay when Satan's power assails me. And by his footsteps led, my path I safely tread. No evil leads my soul astray. I walk with Jesus all the way. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. And now let us stand and pray for the church and for the world. O God, our Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise that you did so love the world that you gave your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Grant that we may ponder in our hearts all that he has done for us, and steadfastly follow him in the way that leads to eternal life. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Remember your holy church throughout the world, and especially the churches united to us in sacred communion and life. Pour out your Holy Spirit on all the ministers of your holy word and sacraments, that they may truly and faithfully serve you to the glory of your holy name and to the joy and edifying of Christ's holy people. Lord, in your mercy. Guide and direct the President of the United States and the Governor of this state, the Congress and our legislature, and all the rulers of the earth, that we and all peoples may live quiet and peaceful lives in all godliness and honesty. Lord, in your mercy. Have mercy upon the sick and the sorrowing, the forsaken and the despondent, and all those who are in any adversity, especially all persecuted Christians and all those for whom our prayers are desired. Lord, in your mercy. We also remember before you all those who have departed this life in the faith of Christ, and pray that we may be made partakers with them in the glorious resurrection to life eternal. Lord, in your mercy. And grant that all who shall here receive the most precious body and blood of your Son may be filled with heavenly peace and joy, and receiving the forgiveness of sins together with the gifts of life and salvation, may be sanctified in body, soul, and spirit, and have our portion with all your saints in light. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. And now let us sing hymn 640. 640.